Remember that one time we held hands and urinated lovingly into the night?
Oh.
Is that a no?
I didn't even know what you said.
Worry not.
Okay.
The lovely listeners and viewers do. Welcome back, AK219, the only podcast.
That's right.
With me, Aid Maloney, my boy Kevin Boland, where we bring you goofs, laughs, gaffs. Wait, should I stop doing that?
Goofs, laughs, gags. We bring you goofs.
We're bringing you gags and gags. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
You know what
you're
saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Because I don't. Vibe of the Week kicks off the show. We've got WTF in the middle, right before Burning Questions.
Burning Questions.
Busting a boner in half.
Sorry about it.
Is how you break a penis. Yes, they do break. And yes, they maybe can be fixed.
Can confirm.
You broke your dick.
Not on the fixing part, but the breaking, yeah.
You broke it?
Yeah.
Can I ask how?
Long story.
Well, I've got all the time in the world for a story like that.
Long story short.
Yeah.
It involved another man.
Okay, that's good. How'd it break? You didn't describe how it broke. Was it like going in and then like the man two moved and snapped it?
No, here. I'll give you a visual.
Okay. The visual is not going to fucking help the listeners.
No, this is exactly what he did.
Oh, he yes. Like almost like bending a small hair
yes.
in his hand.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, like one of those.
It wasn't like two hands break like that.
Right.
It was like this.
Yeah. Like playing the world's tiniest violin, but twice and bending.
Yeah, correct.
Well, thoughts and prayers. Anyway, Vibe of the Week, something fun, funny, wholesome, real has happened in the last 7 days. Kev.
I guess that's a good segue because that's how my last night went.
It again?
I'm just kidding. No, never mind.
Oh, okay.
My last week has been okay. A little somber over the weekend, though. As I made mention last week's show, that a buddy of mine, Chris, passed away. I play hockey with him. Not all the time, but a decent amount of times to where I didn't know him personally, but like I knew him well enough. He's a great dude. So we had the memorial skate for him last Friday. It was a great turnout. I didn't expect it to go as well as it did, because there were kind of some last-minute plans along with it, because his wife and some family members ended up coming out to the rink.
Oh, word,
and
okay.
And we had some of his old teammates show up. Some of them didn't play, but some of them did, so I, you know, had way more guys than I expected to have.
Right,
but on
right.
a night like that, everyone, like, understood if yeah. there was way too many people. But what we did was I had everyone who was, you know, ready to go out there. Everyone came to center ice. I announced it to everybody, and then we had a puck drop, and they passed it to where he should have been on the ice, and we were all tapping our sticks for at least a minute straight.
Yeah.
And my buddy Chuck has a Live Barn subscription that records
stuff
on the ice in, like, 30-minute intervals, and he sent the clip of it to me, so then I sent it to the wife as well.
That's nice. That's real nice.
And the puck that was dropped, the old captain, Will, ended up giving her the puck, too. And then Saturday, there was a brief visitation at the funeral home at 11 in the morning out in Cherryville. I made my way out there, paid my respects, said a last goodbye to him. They even had his hockey skates by his casket, which I thought was a nice touch.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
It was just a very, I mean, I know he would have loved it, but it was just a very, very, very somber kind of weekend.
Right, you don't ever want to have to do that for someone, you know. You don't want, especially someone that young, that's very heartbreaking, especially for the immediate family, but that's super cool that you guys did that. That's wicked.
And especially she shared the initial obituary with me, which didn't have all the details, and then she sent me the full one, and reading that obituary really I am a man. But men cry sometimes.
That's true. That is true.
And I definitely did a decent amount of that this weekend. Because also, too, knowing that, one, he was only 43.
Right.
And she said she won't know the actual cause of death for, like, another 6 to 8 weeks.
No shit. Wow.
But she said that they did, like, find a blockage in his heart initially.
Oh,
so I knew it had something to do with his heart. And the other bad thing is, too, is that they have a daughter, and she's only 3.
Fuck, dude.
So, damn. He was a great man. Not the best skater, but...
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah, of course I do, because there's a trade-off here.
Okay.
I mean, I know him well enough that he would laugh at that and be like, you're right, I'm not.
Okay.
But he did have one of the hardest shots I've ever taken as a goaltender, and every time he was skating towards me and shooting it, I almost just wanted to skate out of the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, even with all this gear on, like, this shit will still hurt. We're playing in Crown Point this year. His old team, some newer guys, but most of the people from his old team. And we're going to, in a roundabout way, dedicate this whole season to him. At least I am. I know Will is going to do that as well. But and first game is tonight, actually.
Tonight for us,
tonight for us.
Lovely
in the past.
Listeners.
We are in the past, which cannot now be changed by your future.
Exactly.
Which is now also your present.
It's your
but
present.
Can't alter the...
It's our past and current.
I don't know.
Is that
anymore.
Not so strange?
I don't know anymore. I was trying to make fun of the whole Marvel shit and how, you know, how smart Hulk was explaining this stupid shit that didn't make sense.
You talking about smart Hulk
make
that
sense.
Gave Paul Rudd 2 tacos?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and the one that was just at the diner eating a bowl full of scrambled eggs and talking to children and touching them and...
What the
maybe,
fuck?
Maybe, not touch, maybe I watched the wrong Avengers.
I think you watched the wrong event. You watched a weird Avengers.
But anyway, not to get off on a weird fucked up tangent when I was trying to be a little just, you know, sad boy here. But we love you, Chris. We miss you. And we'll be playing this year in Crown Point for you and hopefully get at least 2 wins. So
that is a low bar to set. You're setting the bar that low for yourself?
I mean, our team isn't the best.
Aren't you in goal?
Yes.
Which means you have a direct impact every game.
That's why I said 2 wins.
Of how many in a season?
I'd have to check the schedule, but I think we have maybe 8 weeks, I think.
8 games?
Yeah, I believe.
8 games, you want to win 2?
All right, well now I'm curious. I know.
A little live research. Oh, God. Because if you only want to win 2, so you're content.
I'm just saying.
You're content with what? What is that, a 40% win rate?
More? I want
not even.
At least 2
not
or
even.
More. At least
Wait,
2
maybe.
Or more.
2 or more?
Yes, 2 or more. So let's see.
That's
1,
like
2,
a
32%
win
six,
rate.
7, 8, 9. 9 weeks.
9 games.
Yeah.
And you want to win 2.
I would like to win more than 2. I was just said it's a...
It's a what? It's
nothing.
A what?
It's nothing.
You're in goal. Set the bar high.
I can't reach any bar that's higher than fucking 5 feet, okay?
Well, I think they can win at least 5. I'm thinking you're over 500. You make the playoffs, you get a second Stanley Cup. That's my prediction. You're
that
the
nice.
Underdogs in the
nice.
Playoffs, and they get the dub.
We're the underdogs the whole season.
I know.
But other than the Memorial Skate... really didn't do a whole lot in the recent days. I have today, which is in the past, and Monday, which is also in the past, off. So it was a nice 2 days off. I did fuck all yesterday.
Good.
Until
good.
I played hockey last night. That was a lot of fun.
Did you get a dub?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't keep track of the score. You know.
No. That's why I was asking.
You know.
No.
And I was...
Twice.
Speaking of that, I'm playing 5 times this week, including today, which is in the past, and Monday, which is in the past.
Really?
And also, it would
did
be
we
Wednesday,
mention,
which is in the
did
past.
Did we mention that these days are in the past?
And the day and this comes out, I believe I'll be playing that night as well, but twice.
Which would be in the present.
Yes. That one would be
unless you're listening past that Friday.
If you're listening past that day,
this
what the fuck
Friday,
is wrong with you?
Today, Friday, of course, then that would also be in the past.
I'm not trying to alter your timelines here, but I'm trying to fucking finagle my way into your fucking timeline.
Cool.
Sorry.
I don't know what the implication is, but I love it.
The implication was, it's your turn.
Oh, vibe of the week. Something fun, funny, wholesome, or real that's happened in the last 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Kev, why don't you go ahead?
All right, see, from the top.
Yeah, I was just going to do one of those timeline bits we were just doing.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's the moment is past since I had to explain
just
it.
Just like the show is in the past.
Oh, except it's in the present and in the future if you want to listen at any time. Anyway, we have a subreddit. Check us out. r/AK209.
r/girls pooping.
That's why we took 2 months off. You couldn't get off r/girls pooping and r/sounding.
If anything, it's his fault because he turned me on to these topics.
Well,
so you have no one to blame.
I couldn't
but
keep them to myself.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you sharing them
certainly,
with me, but
certainly.
You should have known the repercussions.
The repercussions, of course.
Showing
yeah.
me these magnificent subreddits.
Bastions of humanity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah for
the
sure.
The brilliance of the human mind
and body. Imagine what you could put in your urethra. Anyway, this week I did not put anything in my urethra except for what came out of it, which was urine, which is what I alluded to at the beginning of the show that Kevin missed.
Yeah.
Missed. Speaking of missed, if I were to, like, piss on you again, that would be crazy. Anyway,
it wouldn't even really be, like, a mist because it's not small little droplets.
It's more
droplets.
Of a strain.
Like, yeah,
it's
that's a
strain.
That's a heavy strain.
Unless you, like, piss
that
through.
That is a heavy downpour. A strainer?
Like, a couple, like, strainers or screens or something. Could you imagine the piss mist shower? That has to be a thing, right?
Stop.
It's got to be.
Is.
It probably is. If it's not, I'm about to make it and film it. Which, hey, Patreon, AK209. Anyway, my week has been totally fine. I have been working a lot and have been sick on and off kind of for the past, like, month or so. But that... Are you okay,
sorry,
brother?
Sorry,
can
your
you
immune
not drop
system
things?
Sucks.
My immune system is immune to being healthy, okay? So it rocks.
I mean,
it,
I'm...
It fucking kicks balders,
like,
dude.
I'm not sick, but I'm sick. Like, if you get what
you're
I mean.
You're ill.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was ill, not ill. So, I'm fine now. Thing is, I think I've brought this up many, many seasons ago... But my stomach has been damaged since the age of 17.
This is what happens when you consume too much alcohol at a young age.
Allegedly 17, then, in that case, that you brought that up. Anyway...
I like how you're almost 18. I said how you're almost 18.
Do not quote memes that are fucked up.
It's Family Guy.
Anyway... So my stomach's been damaged since I was, like, 17. So anytime something goes slightly awry, and usually for another healthier person, it might just be, like, a gout of bloating or some...
Constipation, like,
something,
I can't poop. Or...
Yeah, like, something minor like
yeah.
that, where you know it'll pass. Sometimes I get debilitating nausea and stomach pain... And it just
oh, it's
kinda...
not even like you gotta shit. It's you gotta fucking throw up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's worse. So dude, I'd rather have the runs than have to fucking
exactly,
throw up all the time.
Exactly. It's such a debilitating feeling because you feel like you can't eat anything. You're struggling to, like, drink water or caffeine or anything you need to get through the day. So, like, yeah, sometimes that just comes and go. And it's not bueno, but we don't have universal healthcare, so I don't know what the fuck's going on, and I won't because I can't afford to find out.
I'm no gynecologist, but...
Are you calling me a pussy?
No, I'm just saying...
Well, I would love to be one. Wait a minute.
Me too. I would love to be in one.
Didn't you come out of one?
Silly,
Kev.
I'm going to go out on a whim here and say that maybe, just because I'm thinking about it, maybe you have, like, a small hole or something in your gut or your stomach or something like that.
A hole? Like an ulcer?
I don't know. I mean, maybe with how much you consumed, I wouldn't be surprised if something just, you know...
Allegedly, at this age of 17.
If he allegedly consumed copious amounts of alcohol... At
just literally one day at the age of 17, allegedly,
yeah.
Then that would have maybe caused long-lasting damage, but I don't know. Do I feel the effects? Maybe. I'm no doctor, and I'm not going to self-diagnose.
Well, I'm going to self-diagnose you with... Actually, I can't because I'm not you. I'm going... Oh,
God bless your soul.
I'm just thanks. Yeah. I'm going to diagnose you with... cheers.
Cilantro. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. WTF time. Time for What the Fuck, where we bring you local and regional news from around the country. Because, hey, national and international news is dog shit and really depressing and upsetting. So we figure we can have a laugh at the goofier of stories that we are all subjected to and maybe sometimes even see.
Now, while some of the real news about real shit can make you say what the fuck, we don't want to get into that.
Yeah, it makes you say what the fuck in like an angry or depressive tone. These will make you say what the fuck in the haha, that's cray, hey, hazy kind of tone. You
agreed.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, agreed.
You said you wanted to start.
I do.
You said you have a banger.
I do have a very interesting first story that will definitely make you say what the fuck. And if not, just question myself as to why. Sure. I went out of my way to pick this one.
That's fine. It's your choice.
This is from opindia.com.
Okay.
So this is in India.
Yeah.
Local.
Well, I guess local worldwide.
From Haryana, pregnant goat dies after being by 8 men, Harun and Jafar amongst the accused. And a goat image by via My Nation. So here we go. A pregnant goat died in Maroda village of Haryana's Mewat after it was by 8 accused on Wednesday. As per the report, the 8 accused, who are believed to be drug addicts and or alcoholics, the goat in a deserted house following which she died on Thursday. Subsequently, a complaint was filed with the Nagina...
Say again?
Nagina police station. The station in charge...
I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Nagina? I don't fucking know. The station... They're weird. The station in charge...
They? Who the fuck is they,
Rajbir, was recorded as detailing that they were approached by the goat's owner named Aslu on Thursday, who accused 8 people of stealing and his goat. He further stated that Savakar, Harun, and Jafar... I don't gotta say much. Have been named as accused in the complaint, while the identity of 5 others is yet to be ascertained. The authorities are now trying to trace the accused. As
they didn't find him?
As per an Ianadu India report, a post-mortem has been carried out on the deceased goat, whose results the police now awaits. It also quotes
the complainant
as claiming that the goat's owner started searching for her, following which he stumbled upon the scene.
Jesus Christ.
The report claims that the pregnant goat's value has been estimated at about ₹20,000. Okay.
It's an amount of currency.
Okay. A video recording of the complainant where he claimed that the accused stole the goat at about 7 p.m. on Wednesday and the act was committed, stating
Jesus
that they would do whatever
Christ.
They wanted and challenged the complainant to take any action he deemed fit.
Wait. So they... The culprits interacted with the owner of the livestock, the goat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they
and
just
And they didn't catch him?
And then they took it away.
How do you not catch him?
I don't know. But there it is.
Oh, my dude, don't show me the goat. Oh, don't show me the goat. That's so sad, dude.
Well, just be on the lookout for 5 other guys.
The 5 missing guys.
Even though, this story hasn't been updated, but this came out in July of 2018.
2018. God forbid those 8 are still on the loose. I'm gonna effing lose it. What the fuck?
Yeah, I told
exactly.
you. We definitely made, like...
Wow.
I've never been one to be intrigued by bestiality, ever. But nothing
Which
would ever make me do anything like this.
There's not an amount of money you could pay me to participate in something that fucked. That
now,
is crazy.
Now, sure. What I
love...
Oh, loved...
wait. Don't say now, sure.
No,
don't say
no,
now,
hold on,
sure.
Hold on. Would I love to have sex with a person in a very animalistic style, like
consensually,
but like, and but okay. See, I was trying to make like a weird kind of connection.
I know
here,
whatever it was going to be weird,
but I can't really think of the words to say it right. All I'm saying is that like what that was nasty. I would love to have nasty, respectful / disrespectful / consensual.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
all.
That's, I don't know how your brain made the connection from a story that
doesn't.
Fucked.
It doesn't.
Like, it doesn't. Of course not.
And the top comment on this post on Reddit was, "Wow, that's really bad."
I think we need to delete Reddit from everything. Reddit
is a fucking cesspool of humanity. It really is.
It really is. I mean, it's not as bad as Twitter, but it's up there, man. That's why we kick off Burning Questions by saying it's everyone's second least favorite website.
Hey, now, in all fairness, you have to admit that goat was awful pretty.
Downvote that person. Downvote that person right now.
I can't. My account is still locked.
How? Why is your account locked?
You know how much I go on Reddit? Never.
Oh. Maybe for it. Hopefully just for inactivity. Anyway. Could be. Story from Fox 35 out of Orlando. Florida woman trying to buy fentanyl accidentally texts the narcotics investigator of the police department.
Okay.
Now, how do you do that? I don't know. You must be high on something. Out of Bay County, Florida, Florida woman was arrested after accidentally texting a narcotics investigator while trying to buy drugs.
Simple mistake.
Of course. Everyone's done that at least once or twice or thrice or maybe more than that. Out of the county sheriff's office said the 41-year-old believed she was contacting a drug dealer to purchase fentanyl before she was leaving town. As most people do before a road trip.
Yeah, dude, I was just fucking geeked out of my mind driving across
country.
Exactly. Hitting shit.
You cannot be on Route 65, I-65, unless you're on something. She instead sent a message to the BCSO narcotics investigator, of course. The investigator responded undercover, as you would expect someone to do. And arranged a meeting with Wells at the local gas station. When she arrived, she was greeted not by a drug dealer, but by several special investigators. She was taken to jail on charges of unlawful use of a two-way communication device, which I didn't know was a charge until right now.
To me, that's just a fucking stupid excuse to accuse someone of something.
But I guess it makes sense. Like, if you text or email someone requesting to break a law, I don't know, but does that fall under First Amendment?
Okay, I'm not saying this happens to me, and I'm not saying I ever do it, because I don't.
But I guess
if coworkers of mine or friends of mine that are under the age of 21...
Allegedly,
and they ask me to purchase contraband.
Allegedly.
Nicotine. Alcohol.
Sure. In an alleged form.
And that conversation has happened, allegedly.
Allegedly.
There's incriminating evidence, allegedly.
Clearly. Allegedly.
On my phone, allegedly.
Clearly.
Am I going to jail for that?
I guess you could be charged for that, allegedly.
In my
hypothetically. Yeah. but on top of that, she was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with knowledge of a suspended or revoked license. So I guess that just adds on to it. But the part that got me is, how do you accidentally text a police officer or detective looking to buy drugs? You'd think if you were doing something illegal,
maybe she just misplaced
like,
one wrong digit, and that one wrong digit is what fucked you up.
Legit could have been just a wrong digit. Or, like, whoever her plug for a little Fent was just, like, gave her
the slip.
Exactly, gave her the slip. Like, maybe she's being paid on the side. Like, hey, maybe she's in contact with a rat. Maybe the drug dealer's also undercover.
And then ain't gave no her the fucking wrong rat.
Well, someone was a rat, because how do you text a detective looking for fentanyl?
I gotta start texting people for that.
Hell yeah, bro. I think that's not maybe a good
allegedly
idea.
I gotta
allegedly
start texting people for that. All right, my last one.
Okay.
Actually, hold on.
Okay. It's not like we're recording right now.
It's not the title of it, but like on Reddit, before you click on the link, there's a description about it, and all it says is Oregon man is coming for Florida man title.
Okay.
So this is from OregonLive.com. Once again, local.
Sure.
Okay, this wasn't on my screen last time.
What are you doing?
I don't need this. I don't need the stupid
Unlock
shit on my fucking
all.
Screen.
Well, just read what you can.
I hate news sites. There we go. Okay.
They're Oregon, bad.
It's back. Oregon man tosses lit firework at woman, sets 4 U-Hauls hapless gas thief on fire, cops say.
What the fuck?
Published April 6th of 2020. An Oregon man faces criminal charges after police say he ignited and tossed a large firework during a parking lot spat and accidentally set 4 moving trucks on fire.
Oh my
god. As well as someone secretly siphoning gas from one of them.
That is vigilante justice right there. He accidentally sets 4 cars on fire and then lights a different criminal doing something else criminal on fire during the act.
Oh, that is divine justice right there.
Holy shit.
The wild blaze erupted early Sunday morning in Eugene while Dylan Thomas Hanna, 28, got into a verbal altercation with a woman in her 30s outside a U-Haul storage center on Orion Avenue at about 5:45 a.m. During the exchange of words, Hanna lit a mortar-style firework from inside his car and threw it at the woman, who ran for cover.
Makes sense. Her running for cover, not someone throwing a firework at another person.
And I can't read the rest of it because it's blurred out.
But we don't have access to Oregon Live.
See this stupid shit?
Yeah, it's blurred out, yeah. Anyway, I figure what happened after he threw the firework, it went off, causing a chain reaction, lighting the 4 moving trucks on fire, and accidentally, maybe on purpose, someone who was siphoning gas, seemingly from the moving trucks, also on fire. Which is a crazy span of events to occur in one news story. Probably just happened in an afternoon or something.
I mean, if you're going to crash out big. And big. Also, in doing so, make sure you fuck up someone else's scheme of doing
exactly,
a crime. Because I didn't know that was part of it, and that was pretty damn funny.
That way you can claim, because clearly this man is going to jail for throwing a dangerous firework at a woman.
But
maybe the defense could be like, hey,
he stopped a crime that you didn't know was happening.
You're welcome.
Get this man a badge and a gun.
This is from KIRO7 out of Tampa, Florida. Because of course it is.
Florida
man, known as the Monkey Whisperer, is accused of illegally selling primates, violating the Endangered Species Act.
Oh, no.
The U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Florida said Jimmy, age 57, owner of The Monkey Whisperer, which I guess is a website or an identity, allegedly sold a capuchin monkey to a buyer in California as well as selling endangered cotton top tamarins to buyers in Wisconsin, Alabama, and South Carolina. He transported a capuchin monkey worth almost $13,000
from
Florida to California to a person who is, of course, not licensed to own one. In a recently unsealed indictment, prosecutors said this man was charged with conspiracy, trafficking, and submitting a false record in violation of the Lacey Act, which is the act restricting illegal sale of wildlife, and witness tampering. So I don't know how he did witness tampering after all that, but he just decided to tack onto the rap sheet a little bit. Can you blame him for it?
I mean,
really?
Dude's 57, he's just trying to make a little bit more money before,
just
you know.
Just on the side.
Just on the side, you know.
Can you blame him, man?
$13,000 on the side.
Just for a monkey?
That. Yeah, just
right?
For a monkey.
How did he come into control of the monkey to resell it? Did he buy it? Like, is he drop shipping primates? Like, did he buy it from someone else to resell it? Or is he raising these...
He might be raising them.
Primates, these monkeys, to sell to people in California. One final story for you guys.
This guy always thinks he's the best.
I literally told you...
Number one.
Hours ago that I had 3 stories for WTF, and you...
And this is your 4th.
This is 3. You started...
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Still, yeah. He's always better than me.
Florida man arrested for throwing pizza at father after finding out his dad helped birth him.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
And this is a Florida man throwing a piece of pizza at his dad.
At his dad, who's another Florida man. So Florida man throws pizza at...
Well, like, this wasn't like a kid that threw the pizza at the
this
dad.
Is a grown man.
Oh, my
throwing
God.
Throwing pizza at his even more grown Florida father.
Jesus.
For helping birth him?
Okay, I want to hear this.
Holiday, Florida. A Florida man was arrested on Thursday after he threw pizza at his father because he was mad that his dad helped birth him. When deputies arrived at the home, Robert, age 33, put his hands behind his back, saying he knew they were going to take him to jail. When asked why he thought such a thing, he told them that it was because he threw pizza at his dad's face because he was mad his dad helped give birth to him. Why?
You're 33 years old and you haven't figured that
out
by now? You're
33? Your dad's in his 50s or 60s. What's wrong with you? According to Houston's father, the man, of course, Houston was on the front porch when he got home waiting for pizza. When the father went into the home, Houston came inside and shoved the pizza in the father's face while holding him down in a chair and yelling at him.
What in the fuck?
The deputy located a pizza slice on the chair and chunks of pizza and sauce all over the area. Houston was arrested and charged.
With what?
Domestic battery.
Why? You know, as a police officer in these Florida counties dealing with shit like this, I don't think I could do it.
Hell no,
dude.
Because
you know why?
Like, I would break out laughing. I would break out laughing,
and then I would do something serious. Like, have you ever heard of the movie The Purge?
I've heard of The Purge. I've watched The Purge.
I would use my powers because, you know, I am the law to enforce and get rid of these stupid people. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I can be a cop down there.
You're saying someone that legitimately, as you put it, crashed out and slammed some pizza in their dad's face, you would kill them. You're implying that you would kill them.
Well, Is that what you're implying? Not really kill them.
It's a really good thing you don't have a badge.
Or what I would do would simply whip out my dick and say, hey, this can give birth to someone, too, so are you going to throw pizza in my face? I ain't your daddy, but I could be.
It's not the fact that his dad's dick gave birth to him, because if it didn't, that would make him not his dad. It's the fact that his dad helped birth him. Like, birth him.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait. Well, still, why are you pissed about that? I thought this was the whole splooge thing.
The splooge thing has to happen for the birth to happen in 9 months.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was pissed at.
No, he was like, with the delivery.
Oh,
the dad helped with the delivery. And for some reason, Mr. 33-year-old is mad about that. That's why
I thought he was mad about his dad dumping his load in his mom.
No, I figure that was a necessary part of this man existing.
Well, I just thought that was what he was pissed at. He's like, you came in, mom? Oh my God, I'm throwing this fucking pizza in your face.
No, it's the whole delivery part, which makes it even more trivial somehow.
I just don't get it.
No, me neither.
So yeah, I'm killing him. You're stupid.
Yeah, maybe I'll back you up on that one. Anyway.
Because at the end of the day, when I'm done doing what I have to do, I'm taking myself out too, because I know how stupid I am.
Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta.
So it's a win-win.
You know what else is a win?
What? What's that?
We're
back. Yet again.
Burning is the question, and the question is burning. We go to everyone's
second least favorite website,
Reddit, and source questions people ask into Ether that they are curious about, deserving, demanding
the answers of these questions. And who better to answer them than us,
the two
omnipotent beings of the show?
Right in front of you. You're welcome in advance. Question from user Random Guy Number 5. Cool name. I used to be Random Guy Number 4, and then somebody named me. One day we'll get you a name, Kevin.
I can't wait.
I can. Get $10 million.
Yes.
But you can never make another cent. Do you take it?
$10
million? $10 million. And you have to make that last for the rest of your life. Which I guess, if that implies that you can't, like, put it into an account that will accumulate interest, that's an issue. Because God forbid, like, interest rates and inflation goes through the roof, then that $10 million is not going to be worth shit. And you can't retire on that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it because I don't really want to live that old.
Like, know? Live like, fast, like die young?
Wrinkly shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and I'm not going to say my spending habits are healthy because they aren't. But true. I don't think...
Right.
Sometimes I spend money on stupid shit, but I don't think certainly. I can actually spend that much money on stupid shit.
You'd at least be able to stretch it out until you're 30-something.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, fuck, if I spend $10 million in 5 years...
I mean, granted...
Five to 8 years, that's a little fucked.
Like, most people... And, of course, I had a real, like, doomsday thought about that.
And I wouldn't even, like, buy a crazy expensive house or car. I'd buy, you know, just humble, modest, cheap shit.
Yeah.
And then,
enough
like...
to get you by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, the stupid extra shit with games or... hockey, stuff right. like that.
But that's chump change if you have seven figures, or I guess, what is that, eight figures. But it's one of those things where, you know, they always say it takes somewhere between $2 and $4 million over a lifetime to retire.
So how is that even feasible or possible?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the working class is being fucked every day forever, thanks.
Like, how is that when you make average of $60,000 a year for... What, 50 years?
40, yeah.
So that would...
If you're working for 40 years.
So what, like 60,000?
60K times 40 years.
Times 40.
It's 2.4 million. So that's enough to retire modestly. Only thing is, most people in the bottom 60% of earners don't make $60,000 a year. That's just not...
Well, that's what they say, yeah. But they don't get that full amount because the tax isn't shed.
They don't get that full amount, period. Most people don't make that amount. The thing is...
By the time you retired, you would have accumulated $2.4 million, but you will never have that much just sitting there to retire.
Most people don't have a comma in their bank account.
No.
Let alone two.
Sometimes I check and I'm like, I have $1,002. I'm like, right. Ooh! Yeah, I'm like, exactly. I can't spend this.
Yeah. Because of bills.
Yeah.
But realistically, should things be, stable for the next 50 years that we're alive? That's generous, 40 to 50 years, knowing us. $10 million should be enough to retire on. It would just take a lot of financial planning and smarts to be able to spread that out accordingly. But let's say we live, I don't know, we're 25, 24 years old here. So $10 million divided by the remaining 45 years we have to live is $222,000 a year, which is plenty. That is plenty of money.
Yeah, I should be okay. I'm doing
it. Yeah. So I
give
will,
me that fucking $10 million
I will do it
right
as
now.
Well. It's concerning, the thought that you can't, at least the way the person phrased it, seemingly you can't make interest on any of that, so you'd really have to properly scale that up with potential inflation.
I just can't believe we're even thinking that $10 million is not enough.
Isn't it fucking crazy?
Like, I can't get over that.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't care I'm taking it. I will die in the next 20 years.
Yeah. If it ever becomes not enough, that's fine. At least I lived.
Yeah.
Next, Queshy from user... Reasonable Green 8624.
I'm glad you're reasonable. Thank you.
Yeah, at least if it's reasonable. Get a reasonable like sized username, then we'll talk. You can have $100,000 tax-free right now, but everyone will think that you do the cha-cha like a sissy girl.
Oh, fucking give me the money.
Absolutely.
Give me the money. Are you kidding me?
My reputation as being a goofy online presence that... maybe a dozen people watch.
Dude, I do the lawnmower dance move like a fucking cha-cha.
Exactly.
The cha-cha is the dance move. Sissy girl. I do a lot of things like a sissy girl, apparently, so that's already known.
Yeah, if I'm known for doing the cha-cha like a sissy girl, but I have $100,000, I don't care that that's what people know
about
me.
I'm shoving this money in your face, and I'm going to wipe my ass with it and shove it in your face again.
Exactly. I think that's a crime. Don't do that, but...
Nah, I'm not hurting nobody.
That, well, if it's a crime, then I think you You would be. I think that's biological warfare.
I'm shoving
money
in your face right here. I'm not like shoving it in your face.
It's after you.
Right here
you
in
got
your face.
Shit on it from wiping your ass with it.
What if there is no shit? Or what? Like, what if I just took the money?
If there's no feces, I think it goes from biological warfare just to harassment.
Warfare.
Well, this because you're spreading your stank ass.
Fuck it! I'm buying a gun with some of this money, and I'm just gonna shoot you then.
You already said that in the last segment, and it's not a good look for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When I become a cop.
Anyway, I'll take the 100K. User question from ColdEnthusiasm99. A genie offers you one of three choices to make your life easier. Either A, cleanliness. You wake up every day to a sparkling clean house, dishes done, laundry put away, sparkling, everything's clean. Even if you had a party last night, it's going to be clean.
That's overrated.
Option two, food. Wake up, you get three chef-prepared meals every day. Doesn't matter your allergies, they will be provided to you exactly how you like them. As perfect for your palate.
As long as my chef is a McDonald's line worker.
I was going to say, like a Taco Bell, yeah. Number three, house repairs. Which means furnace breaks down, toilet leaks, bed breaks, floorboards, anything, roof. It is covered.
I don't own a house, but when I ever won't.
yeah, in this economy.
I think I would definitely go. The food one sounds nice. The cleanliness one, I don't care. I can do that myself.
True.
But problems with housing, I'd love that because that would just be a godsend. I know you'd probably pick that because you're dealing with something right now.
I was leaning towards that because I am X amount of $1,000 down because my windows are fucked. Which is not very cool because...
Well, just stick a pane of glass in it.
Duh. That's what I'm paying people to do.
But just go to the junkyard, find some glass, and
just want me to put, like, automotive glass and, like, tape it together and, like, put it up in the window?
I mean, will people give the house dirty looks? Sure.
Is it
But are you
functional?
Staying warm? No.
Maybe also not, yeah.
But is it unique? Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. No one else has ever done that for good reason. So, I'm leaning towards cleanliness because I hate dirty house and I live in one that I don't have agency over the supposed dirt. So, I'm leaning towards that. Financially, though, it would make more sense to go with the home repairs. So, I think I agree with you. I'm going home repairs. I got to. I simply must. Next question from user RMNC5. What are some odd ways to end a phone call? I would say, like, if you're talking to your boss at work and you end it like you would talking to your mother or father. Okay, love you, bye.
Yeah, that is pretty awkward.
Get a call back from HR.
Or, like, a call with anybody because I had to call the storage unit earlier to pay my bill over the phone. And,
Did you end the call
no,
like that?
No, I didn't, but it was kind of weird because she was she seemed to be in a mood because the technology there wasn't working, and she's like, you know, they want to change our systems again and this or that. Like, she's just telling me everything I really could care less about.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, being funny back, like, no, I get it. Yeah. Like, I understand. Like, card on file.
Some people need to vent, yeah.
But the ending was weird because, like, nothing was said. Like... After she said it worked and it went through, I'm just like, okay, like, I'm like, thank you. And she's just like,
oh no.
She's like, and then she was kind of, she like started, I'm like, have a good one. And she's like, hey, yeah, you too. Bye.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, bye.
That would be so fucking weird.
It was weird. I had to
How
fucking...
do you say thanks for your help when they respond, hey?
I don't know. But she made this weird noise, and as soon as I hung up, I just closed my phone, I threw it on my bed, and I just looked straight into my TV that was off, looked at my reflection. I'm like, that was an interesting phone call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there are indeed more awkward things than love you, bye. To say to people that maybe you don't, but that's
like there's
that's
a rude
weird.
Way to just end phone call with like, yeah, yeah, no, I'll see you in like 20 minutes. All right, yeah, fuck off.
That's true, but you know, it could be conceived as humorous. Like if you're calling the homie,
Yeah, but what, if right. you're calling your boss.
Oh, right.
And then you didn't know, like, all right, fuck off.
Yep, see you soon.
And then you look back at the caller ID and it's your boss. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, now I got to look for a new job.
Yeah. Well, just keep that in mind. Next time your boss calls you, either give them the, or you can tell them to fuck off or that you love them.
Because imagine.
Or maybe all three.
Imagine I said that to my boss who's a born-again Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't
I love you. Fuck off. You do all three.
That might get her panties moist.
Is that what you want?
Absolutely not.
You're not trying to get in there?
No, I'm not trying to get in that rainforest.
That's a rainforest? How do you know?
Oh, brother, you have no idea.
Have you seen things I haven't?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it.
Oh, wait. Don't tell me you're like... spreading rumors at work.
No, I was told this by my coworker Rich, who I've known ever since I got hired there. It's like a raging George W.
How does Bush. He know?
Okay, they're all back there doing their manager meeting, right?
Okay.
If this, I don't know if I should. I'm already here.
Because this is also spreading rumors that were spread to you. So this is a rumor twice. About to be thrice because you're going to tell people listening.
Fuck it. All it was the fact that she, you know, put her hands up like this to stretch.
Oh,
she doesn't
back above
usually
the head.
Wear a belt. And the pants were sagging and, you know, her shirt rode up a little bit. Just right there. Just fucking.
Wow.
Just a raging George.
I mean, some people.
HW.
Some people have pubic hair and they're fine with that. And that's fine.
You can't let it get out of control. Like this, you can't let something like this get out of control.
What are you referencing? Don't fucking know what you're referencing.
Aiden's beard. You can't let that get out of control. Imagine that on his scrotum. Well, that's not good.
I model this after what's on my scrotum. Do we understand what's happening now?
I guess, but it probably don't look good down there.
It looks great. Question from user Blitz Above: how did you get screwed over genetically?
Well, I'm not very tall.
Sure,
I don't have the most impressive build.
Not yet. You're building towards it, though. That's the important part. I think your build is not genetic, is it?
I got a pretty small penis.
Are you
slightly
saying,
below
is
average?
Is that genetic? Is that a genetic thing?
I don't know.
Saying your mom has a small penis?
Oh, this is a genetic question. Well, I just admitted to the listeners and viewers that I have a small pecker. No.
He's kidding.
It's rather like, you ever heard of Mandingo? Yeah, kidding.
I was just going to say.
He was a black guy.
Okay.
A very huge fucking.
Oh, schlong. Schlong.
Fucking massive.
Forearm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But back to the genetic
good
thing.
Good for you, Mr. Man.
Height, I really didn't get that. I am taller than my mother now, but my dad is 5'10". My brother is 5'8", and he's younger than me.
Oh, right.
And I'm 24, and I'm 5'4".
A short king.
Yeah.
I think, besides my eyesight, which is not terrible.
Oh, yeah. I've had glasses since the third grade.
I've needed glasses probably since freshman year of high school, and I didn't get them until I was 20. So, yeah, that was an issue. That was just me not knowing I needed glasses. I just thought things were fuzzy because maybe I didn't.
I was dying.
I slept on the wrong side of the bed, or I was dying. So, yeah, my eyesight's not great. My sinuses are a nightmare. I'm allergic to cheese, and I eat it all the time. All the time, consistently, never stopping eating cheese.
You're lactose intolerant?
Slightly.
Loser.
I know. It's a nightmare.
But, you know, actually, maybe I am too. No, because, like, it's really only, like, the only thing that I eat that really makes me fucking fart a lot is White Castle.
Yeah.
I can eat a cheeseburger from any other fast food place and be, like, slightly gassy, but, like, White Castle sends me into a fucking shitstorm.
I wonder if it's the onion. Is it the onion?
I don't know. I don't think it's the... Oh,
the rehydrated onion?
Oh, doing those is horrible, man. I hate it.
Yes,
I know
your secret,
like, a 2-gallon bucket and scooped it up. They looked like fingernails. They looked like toenails and shit. You scoop it up, you put it into this bucket, like dry and you just kibble. Put sink water in it. You fucking put tap water in the bucket, and then you put it in the cooler, and then when you need to redo the griddle, you take it out, you put it on the fucking griddle, and you start it up, and that's all it was. That's all the onions are.
That's all the onions are. You take toenails.
But they're just those little burgers just make me go crazy. They're
fucking heavenly. They're heavenly. Not sponsored, but I would love to be. I would love to be. White Castle and Aldi, I would love to have sponsor me. And also like Mad Dog 2020.
That's
would
like be the funny. Dream team of sponsors right there.
Exactly. Maybe Four Loko. Final question from user Historical Apricot 649. Who makes the best role model for young men? It's not
me.
It's not Kevin, and it's also not me. I would say Keanu Reeves, Markiplier, maybe Harrison Ford. I haven't heard anything controversial about Harrison Ford.
Oh my god, who's that one fucking dumbass kid who crashed his very expensive car a little
it's
while ago?
It's not Jack Doherty.
That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, all these kids love that guy.
And
they love him.
Kids are just as imbecilic as Jack is.
Yes.
So
yeah, because the entire time when he crashed that fucking car, not once did he fucking turn off recording.
No.
He just
And not once did
his
he
buddy was hurt,
his
legitimately
dude was
injured.
Was bleeding from his fucking face.
And he's just like, oh man.
Anyway, record me.
Yeah, but handing the phone to the guy that's dying. Like, what's your problem, you fucking...
What an idiot.
What a punk.
What an idiot. Yeah, fuck that guy. That's probably the anti-role model. But yeah, I would say like Keanu.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Not him either. No, you're...
John Cena.
John Cena?
John Cena is probably a very good role model.
Mr.
He is.
Bing Chilling.
You can't see him.
Who else? Who else would be up there? Michael B. Jordan. He seems like a good man. Chadwick Boseman was a good man. Rest in peace.
Who? Just kidding. You, I know who he was. He can't inspire people anymore.
Yes, he can.
He's dead.
Why does that preclude that your actions can no longer inspire people?
That's like Martin Luther King.
You have to tell the people you're kidding, because I can't. I can only do so much editing
in
for
the,
you,
in
Kevin.
In the spirit of
I
being,
can only do so much editing
in the
for
spirit
you.
Of being almost that time of his day of remembrance, I just figured I'd say something like that.
That he is a good role model? You are correct.
Well, he was, because he's dead now.
Right.
And I just want to say I also had a dream.
Kev,
but
what
nothing
the fuck
ever came
are
of
you
it.
Doing?
Nothing ever came of my dream.
What was your dream, Kev?
It's been so long, I don't remember. But I know it was a good one.
Did I tell you about the one time I dreamed that, like, me and my girlfriend and my sister were all in a hotel and we were being haunted by evil nuns and priests?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, you told me about that one.
That was crazy. But I'm not going to say that I have a dream in that fucking connotation and then just say that, because that's not okay.
Well, someone's got to do it. Amy.
I had a dream and it was weird.
I am that guy.
I have a dream.
I have a dream that one day maybe I will make it to the NHL.
And that's great. You should keep
30s.
Up your good work. Why stop? Why, Broheim, you're like 16 years old.
All right.
What?
Not funny.
Okay.
Not cool.
You look your age, which is 24.
I would look like I'm 16 when I shaved the stuff off.
That's kind of the joke I was going for, and then I realized, like, maybe I should abandon this. Because when I shave my beard, I, too, look like a child.
Yes,
and
let's abandon children. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what's not my problem? The fucking abandoned kids anymore. Okay. Anyway, thanks for watching. Kevin Boland.
You don't
Aiden
have
Malone.
Parents.
Stupid loser.
But guess what? Now you're going to become a billionaire and be fucking Batman, so you're welcome.
Why?
He was an orphan.
Oh, well, that's because his parents were like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Well, yeah, but like he still
not
didn't
because
have
he was abandoned. This is purposeful abandonment.
Technically, he was
for
abandoned.
For the joke.
He was abandoned
I'm
by
abandoning
a
these jokes as a joke. Got him.
I'm abandoning this show forever.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks for dropping by. And thanks for watching
thanks
and listening.
For watching.